Let's all stand to our feet this morning. We're going to wake up a little bit this morning by lifting up our heart to the Heavenly Father. Who's with me this morning? Say amen. Hallelujah. All right. We are a spirit-filled church, so we don't mind if you want to shout out, you know. Just don't come up here and tackle me. I love Jesus, too. I saw you. All right. We love to have a good time here at Pathway of Hope because we have so much to be grateful for because of our King. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's lift him up in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and that is our intention this morning with our worship and praise, God, is to glorify you, God, to lift you up above all things, Lord. And God, I just pray if there's anything that would try to hinder us, God, let it be known to us, God, that we could lay it down at your feet, God, and then come back to you and give you our gifts, Lord Jesus, of worship, God, because you are so worth it in our lives, God. You've suffered so much on a cross for us, Lord Jesus, that we would be set free from the burdens and the bondages of the things that hold us down, that thing we call sin, God. And we are a grateful church. We are a grateful people, God. Let that be known this morning as we worship you in your wonderful name. Everybody said, amen. And speaking of that, this first song we're going to do, some of you may know, it's called Nothing But the Blood. We're going to be grateful for the blood of Jesus Christ.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow.
Sounds good, church. Let's try that again from the first verse.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. Precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Sing that again.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of sin atoned, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Good that I have done, but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, the fountain, oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
So precious.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
This is all my hope.
This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. The fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. the blood of Jesus.
Glory. We have a clap offering of praise to our King. Hallelujah. At this time, let's greet one another here at Pathway of Hope. Welcome. Oh, we're not. We got announcements. You gonna love on? Nothing but the blood? Really?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Guess what? It's announcement time. So in this wonderful, gorgeous-looking bulletin are announcements for Pathway of Hope. And one of them that is happening actually tomorrow night is our women's night out. So it'll be a fun time. It'll be good. And I'll be just going over some of the plans for the year. So it'll be a really nice time. Hopefully you can come, even if you don't want coffee at that time of night. I know some of us don't want that. They have decaf if you want. But you could have water or bring your own juice or whatever, because we meet in the Starbucks area, their little cafe area thing that is in Safeway near Rancho Vistosa Boulevard and Tangerine. So 6:30, and you can come anytime and leave anytime, but we stay there about 6:30 till usually about 9, but you know, we say 6:30 to 8. But okay, so anyways, that'll be fun. And then guess what? We got a guest speaker for the women's potluck. Well, it's going to be a women's breakfast. I'm trying to get it not to be a potluck. So anyways, but I'll let you know for sure. But it'll be a really nice time. She's a really neat Christian lady, and we'll have just some special encouraging words. Her name is Sue Stewart. So that is at the end of this month on Saturday the 23rd. And then the men have their awesome Thursday morning Bible study thing, journal thing that they go through with Dick. And that's in the bulletin too. The youth meet, and that's in the bulletin. And then Thursday night, right?
Thursday night.
Is it this? Except for the second.
No, we're just going to go Thursday nights for now.
Just Thursday nights for now. So Thursday nights. So, and that's at the Golden Ranch Fire Department. And then we did the men's thing, and then the women's study. We have stuff on the table that shows you what we're doing right now with the women's study, but there is an awesome book called The God Chasers over there, and that is what we're going to start going through in February, and we're going to have different nights and different times, and actually the women, we are going to have one also on Thursday mornings, because some, it's working out better for them, so we will have, I know we have a Monday night, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and I'm not sure. We're still working on the locations and the times. We'll have that next week for signups, and then go to a group. It's a really neat series. If you already have the God Chasers book, you can maybe decide to only order the study guide. But there's an awesome book for the same price, which has the book and the study guide. It also has a little prayer journal thing. So if you want to order one, or you can get one on your own, but if you want to order one, we'll order it for you, and it's $15. And so there's a sign up sheet over on that table where there's other information. And so it'll be really nice, and hopefully you guys will come, because it's like so cool. The book is like awesome. And so it'll be really good. Now, Sorry. That's open to everyone, but like I'm having like a you know, because some women couldn't do, so that's why Thursday morning. So yeah, it's open to everyone, male, female, you know. So and then single, you know, married, whatever, dating, whatever. And then we have a communication card for those who are first-time guests. So we would love for you to fill it out. And if you're not a first-time guest, but you've been here a while and you have some information that's changed, like an email address, home address, cell phone number, whatever, we'd love to keep in touch with you. And we also, like, send out prayer requests and things like that. So go ahead and fill that out. And you can go ahead and put it in the offering when it comes through. Later in the service, you go ahead and just put that slip in there. So thank you so much, you guys. And just go ahead and look, you know, at the announcements, because they're really awesome. It's really awesome what's happening here.
Can we all stand to our feet again? Hey, just to give you guys a little update in our youth ministry, we had two young people give their hearts to Jesus Christ last Thursday. Amen. Glory. Glory to God.
Blessed be your name in land that is plentiful, with streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Just want to take a moment here this morning as we head into our ministry of prayer portion of the service. Last Sunday, I introduced the word that God has given me for our church for 2010, and that word was believe. It's so important to have that faith, knowing that God is with you no matter what you're going through. And so Sandy Ross, the leader of our Hula ministry, came this morning and she actually ordered and donated to the church some bookmarks that say believe on them. And it has our the verse on the back that we're memorizing during this new beginning series of our sermon series for January. So Paul, if our ushers would pass these out, one per person, just so you can stick these in your Bibles and be reminded of what God has given us for 2010. Yes. Believe the words God's given us for 2010. And going right along with that, I was reminded this morning in Mark chapter 5 of when Jesus was here on earth and one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came to visit Jesus and said, my daughter is dying. Can you come and heal her? And so Jesus went along with this, with Jairus, he went along with him towards his house. And along the way, he got distracted by a few things, people wanting to be healed, people crowding around him. And all of a sudden, these people come up to Jesus and to Jairus, and they say, your daughter is dead. You're too late. Why bother the teacher anymore? But Jesus said this to the synagogue ruler, ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. Amen. That's the kind of situation that seems impossible, right? You hear that your daughter's dead, that's the end. That's it. But Jesus is telling him here, don't be afraid. Just believe. Whatever it is you're facing this week, whatever it is you're facing today, even if it seems an impossible situation and there's no way out, Jesus is telling you today, don't be afraid. Just believe. We're going to have our worship or our prayer teams available over here on your left. If there's anything that you want to come and be prayed for, agree with someone in prayer for your needs, whatever they may be, no matter how impossible they seem, you can pray in your seat, you can sing along with the worship team, you can come and kneel before the cross. Whatever it takes, don't be afraid. Just believe. Let's worship together.
Give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to give us clean hands and give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to one another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to
daily basis. It's not that we don't want to believe. I think that it's just sometimes it's hard. It's hard for us to get out of the way to believe. And we need to come and empty ourselves before the King of Kings. And we need to say, God, if there's anything inside of me that prevents me, God, from walking in the freedom and in the power of your Holy Spirit, would you, God of all, would you reveal that to me? Because I know that when we believe and we ask, it will be given. And I know many times we've wanted it really bad, but we just can't figure out what is standing in the way of God moving in my life. And the truth is, church, as your brother, I know it to be true for myself, but it's me that gets in the way sometimes. Maybe I have a grudge. Maybe I have an offense with somebody. Maybe I have some undealt business that I need to go and do and that God has told me and I know it, but I'm not acting in obedience. Whatever that thing may be, would you ask the Lord right here, right now to reveal that to you? Would you say, God, please, I am so sick and tired of believing but in weakness, Lord. Because God, you are my strength and you are the Almighty God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. And there is nothing that you cannot do. You said in your word, all things are possible for you who gives us strength. Why is it that I have no strength? Would you ask him to give you the strength, to give you the understanding, and to reveal to you whatever it is that may stand in your way? Maybe that's you, maybe that's not. But I just want to open up that opportunity because I feel like that a lot of the times going through this life, this mundane, this everyday cycle where we got to go, we got to work, we got to pay bills, we got to be responsible, we got to take care of things. Sometimes things get inside of us, they get in the way. And we don't feel the power of the Spirit upon us on a daily basis. Would you let him go to the depths of your heart tonight, or this morning? Would you open that up to him? And just ask him, Lord, please reveal to me so that God, when I believe and ask, Lord, you can move through me. So whatever it takes, God, whatever it takes, God, I want to believe. And I want to believe in the power of your love. Just begin to do that right now. Just begin to call out to God in your own personal way. And just ask him, Lord, reveal to me whatever it may be, God. I want to lay it down before you, my friend.
You.
just be still before him?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God, you can have everything of us, Lord. We just want to lay it down before you.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
just one touch from you, my King.
would you break through to us, Lord? God, whatever it takes, Lord Jesus, would you break down any walls or barriers in our hearts, Lord? God, we may worship you in spirit and truth, God. We may come to know you more and more every day.
Finishing up that story of Jairus and Jesus. Jesus said, don't be afraid, just believe. He went with Jairus to his house, laid his hands on his daughter, and his daughter was raised from the dead. The times in our lives seem the most impossible to overcome. Those are the times, if we're willing to trust him, that he can perform the greatest miracles. Amen. Prayer teams, you can be seated. Worship team, thank you. I want to encourage you everyone who can, I want to encourage you to participate in this God Chaser study that's coming up starting next month. And so we're going to have sign-up sheets next week for the various small groups with their times and whether there's childcare and things like that. So this is it could be a life-changing study for you. And we're going to be tying our Sunday morning sermons into the study. We're going to kind of make it more of a campaign more than just a small group study. So you'll get the most out of it if you are participating in one of the small groups that are going on during the week. You know, like we said, the books are $15. I encourage you to get one per family and just buy like a separate notebook for the second person to answer the study questions and things like that. If money is an issue, don't let that stop you. We are putting some funds aside to help for anybody who can't afford the $15 for the book. Come talk to me. I want you guys doing it. Don't let that be an excuse for you not to participate. Okay? Seriously. Okay. And we'll have sign-up sheets for that next week. And that would be great. So we started a new series last Sunday called New Beginnings, right? Because we've got a new year, new decade, we can make a fresh start. 2009 really just kind of stunk for a lot of us, right? And so 2010 is a fresh start. It's a new year, and we can forget what's happened in the past, and we can move on to what God has for us in 2010. And there's a verse that we've been memorizing. It's on the back of your Believe bookmarks, and it's also going to be on the screen behind me that we're memorizing during this series, because we want to get God's word into our heart, into our brain, so that when the devil comes against us and attacks us, we can have these weapons at our disposal that we can shoot back at him, right? Because the devil likes to attack us. And our best defense is offense. And that's the sword of the Spirit. So, it's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's all read it together. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And it's okay if you've memorized this in a different version and you know it that way. Great! You know, as long as it's the Word of God, no matter what version it is, if it's New King James or New American Standard or whatever, it is the Word of God. So memorize it in whatever version you feel comfortable with, Kevin, and as long as you got it in your brain. All right. So in your Bibles, turn to Joshua chapter 1, if you would. Going to be talking a little bit this morning about Joshua and him preparing the Israelites to take the promised land And I want to tie that in a little bit to our situation here at Pathway of Hope and the land of Catalina that we have been asked to take for God's kingdom, right? Amen. We've been placed here for a reason. Us and the other churches that are in this little town of Catalina, this is our mission. This is why we're here, is to take this land for God's kingdom. So as I read the first 9 verses of Joshua chapter 1, if you would keep that in your mind as a context of applying how what Joshua is going through here, getting ready to take the promised land to our situation here in Catalina. Okay? Verse 1 says, "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.'" Like I said, Joshua here is getting ready to lead the Israelites into the promised land. And we have land that we've been asked to take for God's kingdom here in Catalina, Saddlebrook, Oro Valley, Tucson as a whole. But more specifically, here in Catalina, I believe. And I believe, I'm going to talk a little bit about this later, but I believe that part of being able to accomplish that task that we've been given is for us to have some kind of land of our own here in the land we've been asked to conquer. Whether that's buying land in a building, whether it's leasing something that we have access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether it's something that's donated to us, some kind of land or building that's given to us as a church. But I believe that in order to really be effective in this mission we've been given, I think that we need to have some kind of territory within the land that we've been given. Right? Do you agree with that? Because there's so much more we could do if we had a building. Than just meeting here, having the access to this for 3 hours a week. We could be so much more effective, I believe, if we had land of our own. But talk a little bit about more that more in a few minutes here. But I want to walk through this passage in Joshua chapter 1. And I want to talk about 4 keys that Joshua was given to success in taking the land. These are keys that he was given to success in taking the promised land. They're also keys that we need to use in order to take our land of Catalina for God's kingdom. Because there are so many strongholds here in Catalina. The devil has a lot of pull in this area. There are strongholds. There is demonic presence in Catalina. And we need to take this land back for God. Amen. We need to go to war. Amen. So let's look at a few of these keys for success in taking the land. And the first one, which you can write down on your note sheet, is be strong and courageous. Joshua 1:9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And that phrase, be strong and courageous, is mentioned four times in this chapter. Three times God says it to Joshua, and the fourth time is when the people say it to Joshua, who don't know what God had said to Joshua earlier, but they're following Joshua, and they say the same thing, be strong and courageous. So it's kind of a confirmation for Joshua that he's on the right track, that he's really hearing God's voice. The people say it to him as well. When we go into battle against the devil, we cannot be meek and afraid, timid. We have to be strong. We have to be courageous. We have to take the battle to the devil. Otherwise, he will take us down. Right? In the Army, or the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Armed Forces, when you are recruited into the Armed Forces, and they don't just throw you right into battle, right? They don't just throw you right into a war. You have to go to boot camp first, right? You go to boot camp, and what boot camp is really for is not only just to teach you the skills you're going to need to survive out there, but the other reason why they send you to boot camp is to teach you to overcome your fear. To teach you to conquer your fear, to be able to stare death in the eye and shoot back. Not to run away when you see somebody coming at you, wants to hurt you, but to stand your ground and fight back. That's what boot camp is for, is to teach you how to do that. Conquer your fear. And with us, we cannot be fearful and timid when it comes to facing down Satan's army. We've got to be strong. We've got to be courageous. Because we know that we have God on our side. Can you imagine the Israelites trying to take the promised land without God on their side? They would have failed miserably. They tried, right? They conquered Jericho. They did that according to God's plan. They walked around the city for a week, and God brought the walls down for them. And they conquered Jericho. But then Achan took some of the sacred things and things that were supposed to be devoted to God and destroyed, and he took them and hid them in his tent. And because of that, God's hand of blessing was lifted from Israel. And they went to their next battle against the city of Ai, and they just got slaughtered. Because God wasn't with them. Can't do it without God. We've got to be strong and courageous and know that God's on our side. God is with us. It's the first key to success in taking the land. Second key to success is to obey God's instructions. In Joshua 1:7, it says, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. It's important that we are willing to obey what God has asked us to do, both as individuals and as a church, in order to see God's hand of blessing really move in our church. Need to be willing to obey him, what he's asking us to do. We've been saying for the past 6 months, you got to find the last thing God asked you to do and do it. Just do the last thing God asked you to do. And as you move forward in your spiritual life, as you mature, he'll give you more things to do. More important instructions. You got to be faithful in the little things. And as you're faithful in the little things, then God's going to give you more and more responsibility. You got to be, it's important to obey what God is asking you to do as a church and as individuals. It's the second key. How do we know what those instructions are? supposed to obey God's instructions. How do you know? That's the third key to success in taking the land, is to study God's word. You got to know what God says before you can do what he says. Otherwise, you won't know what he says to do. Make sense? You got to know what he says. Verse 8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." We have to be in daily communication with God. We need to be praying. We need to be reading God's word, talking to him, sorting things out so that we can know what it is that he wants us to do so that we can obey him. And it's more than just reading. More than just reading the Bible. You got to meditate on it, is what this verse says. You got to study it. You got to ponder it. You got to memorize it. You got to discuss it with people. That's why it's great that if you're on the same Bible reading plan that a lot of us are on, we're reading the same chapters every day as a group. And so we can come together and we can say, "Oh, what'd you think of that thing that happened in Genesis yesterday with Isaac?" You know, and we can discuss it. And I don't have, you know, you can call me with a question about it and I don't have to think back to the last time I read that stuff. I just read it too, you know. So I think it's important to discuss God's word amongst ourselves. Sort these things out. Get confirmation on things that you're hearing from God through what you're reading. You can answer questions that you have. Get questions answered. It's important to be reading God's word, but not just reading it. Meditate on it. And notice it says at the end of that verse, then you will be prosperous and successful. It says that after each of these three verses that I've quoted here. You know, for the be strong and courageous, it says, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go if you're strong and courageous. Verse 7, for obey God's instructions. If you obey God's instructions, you may be successful wherever you go. And here in study God's word, it says at the end of that verse, then you will be prosperous and successful. If you're obeying these keys that we're talking about this morning, you're going to be successful. Success equals God's hand of blessing on your life and on our church. The fourth key is a little farther down in the chapter, towards the end. That key is loyalty and unity. It's verses 16 through 18. It says, then they answered Joshua. This is the people after Joshua has repeated all the instructions that God gave him to the Israelites. They reply to Joshua. They say, whatever you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word, does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't do what I say, I'm going to kill you. It's not what I'm saying. That was an Old Testament thing. But I am saying it's important for us as a church to be loyal to the leadership team and to be unified in our cause and our vision for what God has for us as a church. And part of loyalty is sticking up for us. For myself, for Karen, for Dick, our council members, our elders, people that are leading this church, that are listening to God, catching the vision for what God has for this church. We got to be loyal to our leaders, not talk behind their back, not gossip, not discourage them, be encouraging. And I think that's important. And it's also important to be unified as a church. We've got to be one in this vision, in this mission that we have as a church. We can't have half of us going off in this direction and half of us going off in that direction. We've got to be one. because we are one church. And man, if this army, right, sitting right here in these chairs, can really get moving for God's kingdom, oh my goodness. We will see mountains move. That's what we're here for. To reach this city. That's why God placed us here. When Pastor Johnny moved down here 4.5 years ago to plant this church, he could have picked anywhere in Oral Valley, Tucson, Catalina, anywhere. God placed us here. God placed us here for a reason. This is our land. We're going to go to war. The devil's not going to like it. when you pick on the devil, he picks back. You know? And so, it's going to be interesting. But like I said, in the most impossible situations, that's where God can work his greatest miracles. The word that I gave you last week for our church for 2010 was believe. Church family, if we are faithful to what God has asked us to do, his hand of blessing will be on us. And we cannot fail. If God is for us, who can be against us? His hand of blessing will be on us. We cannot fail. Can't do it without him. That's why it's important that we follow these keys to make sure that his hand of blessing is there. But we've got to go back to that last slide there, Debbie. We've got to be strong and courageous. We've got to obey God's instructions he's given us. We've got to study God's word, be in communication with him. And we've got to be loyal to each other, unified with each other. It's the only way that God will be able to work in our midst and do amazing things. And I do think that we're going to have land at some point soon. I do believe that. Because we're not as effective right now as we could be. God wants us to be effective in the mission he's given us. And I believe that part of that is having territory. Don't know God's timing, but I'm waiting on him. Don't know where, I'm waiting on him. But the ways you can specifically be praying for us as a church leadership team is be praying for sensitivity to the Spirit for us, that we can hear God's voice and receive his instructions and know clearly what we're supposed to do as a church. Pray for wisdom as we look at different properties and consider the prices and things like that. Pray for the details, because there's a lot that has to happen for us to move into a building of some kind. There's permits that have to be gotten. There's certificates of occupancy. There's all kinds of stuff with the county. There's all kinds of stuff with Foursquare organization approvals and things that have to be gotten. There's a lot that has to happen in the right order, and pray that that just goes smoothly. Because what's probably going to happen is, you know, I have my price point here that I'd like to see. You know, and I'm sure that the owner is going to want something up here of the building. And Foursquare is going to want to approve something down here because of our current budget. So just pray that they all meet in the middle. That's what's going to be critical. That could stop us in our tracks right there. So just be praying in those directions. And man, God's going to move in this church. He already is. Did you feel his presence during that worship this morning? Oh my goodness. It was almost physical. The Spirit was heavy in this room. God is moving in our church. And he wants us to take this land for his kingdom. That's why I want a building. Not to so we don't have to set up and tear down every week. So that we can be more effective in the mission we've been given. So be praying in that direction if you would. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for everything you've given this church, everything you've done in the lives of the people here, Lord. You are just so awesome. You are an awesome God. We are blessed to be called your servants. And Lord, right now we just ask for, a building, Lord. Give us wisdom, give us clarity, give us everything we need to accomplish your mission that you've given us here in Tucson. Bless us, Lord. Let your hand of blessing be on us as we follow you, as we keep our eyes on you, both as individuals and as a united church. Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to worship the Lord right now with his tithes and our offerings, if the ushers would come forward. Don't forget, if you're a first-time guest with us today, if you'd fill out that communication card and place it in the offering plate when it comes by, that'd be great. Just want to get a little bit of information about you. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you bless these tithes and offerings, Lord. Multiply them. Grow our church as we follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. If we could, let's stand to our feet again. Let's continue to worship the Lord.
Darkness closes in, Lord, still I will see.
every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to you.
Family, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Hallelujah.
Believe, church family.
Hallelujah.
You're dismissed.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name.